Danway FM presents.
Hello and welcome to another episode of China Business Cast, brought to you by Danway FM. I'm your host, Robert Ness. Today I'm interviewing the CEO and founder of Smart Club. Smart Club is an online site that allows users to accumulate points when they make purchases in the real world, and those points can be exchanged for prizes. In other words, this is another branch of the virtual currency business, and Henry's going to tell us how to make money doing this in China. Questions or comments, shoot me an email at robert@danway.org or leave a comment on Danway.
What we have learned is that what we're really trying to do is create a virtual currency that will be very valuable to a specific group of people. And if you live in Asia, the easiest comparison is Asia Miles. Asia Miles is a frequent flyer program specifically designed at regional business travelers. And those people naturally earn frequent flyer miles, and they're very interested to get more miles because with a lot of miles, then they can go traveling. And that's something that has a very high perceived value. Asia Miles, on the other hand, they buy that prize, the travel prize, they buy it from their parent company, Cathay Pacific, at an incredibly low price because they cannot buy normal seats on the plane. They can buy the last unsold seats just before the plane takes off, which at that point is just a fixed cost to the airline. And if they can get $5 for that seat, that's five more than zero, which is what they were going to get if the plane took off. So Asia Miles can buy their product at one, but the regional business traveler believes it's worth 10. That is the foundation of a good loyalty business. So the restaurant, the hotel, the whatever, that wants to market to the Asian regional business traveler, they believe if we offer some Asia Miles as a bonus, more people of these kind of people will come and buy our stuff. And it's true, because if I'm a regional business traveler, I would like to get some Asia Miles. So what we are trying to do is to create a virtual currency, Smart Club, Smart Points, which is very valuable to a core group of people, which is white-collar office workers, people who use the internet every single day for email or for work or for whatever, to say, can we make smart points into the Asia Miles of this group? And so our first challenge is to have rewards that are attractive to that group. Because why would they want smart points? It's because of what they can get with their smart points. And there's generally two kinds of rewards. There's things you buy from other people and things you make yourself. Things you buy from other people, it is really difficult to get that 1-10 thing going, where the member thinks, ooh, this mug I can redeem for $10, but we bought it for $1. That's pretty hard. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's pretty difficult. And you know what? Most members don't want mugs. Mugs, you know, maybe, right? Who knows what that costs? What most members want is like a laptop, you know, or an MP3 or whatever. And that is a commodity. And the margin in that business is really low. There's no way you're going to buy an iPod for 1/4 of its retail price. It's impossible. So that's very difficult to create a lot of value for your currency through buying things from other people. It's easier to create value when you can make things yourself. So, for example, one key project for us that we're doing now is called Smart Charity. You can donate your points to charity, so you feel good. And then on our website, you know, we have a community on our website where members can interact. We make sure that all the other members see that you are a good person. You have a special red heart logo by your name and a character that says, you know, nice. So everybody knows Robert is a nice person. That has value to you too, right? To be recognized in the community as a good person. It's quite difficult to say how much that's worth. And there we have the opportunity to do something where it costs us almost nothing to put that logo up. But for you, the value of other people seeing that you are a good person, that could be very, very high. So that kind of reward really offers the potential where someone actually might say to a retailer, you know what, I don't want 5 renminbi cash back. I'd rather have the equivalent in smart points. Because I can use my smart points, give them the charity, and 50,000 people will see what a good person I am. That's worth a lot more than 5 RMB to me.
Sounds to me like you're building kind of a social networking avatar type concept on your site, because you have to have a little logo for yourself and then a heart that appears next to your name, and then you have to have some kind of community atmosphere where other people can see you. And so is that something that's been new for the company? Have you just added that on recently, and how does that work?
The whole program, Smart Charity, is pretty new. We are a points program. We can't kid ourselves too much about how much time our busy white-collar workers are going to spend on a points website community. You know, if they've got some free time, they're probably going to go to a pure community site that has a lot more features. So to really implement this program, it's going to be with our partner websites, where you go to a real professional community website and it'll say, if you got a red heart on Smart Club for donating to Smart Charity, then on our website we'll give you some special benefit because you're a nice person. So the application of that is not only on our website. It has to be on other people's websites. But since you raised the whole avatar and used the A word, I'll say that we have another smart reward. Smart reward is a reward that we make ourselves instead of just go buy it somewhere. And that is, we have licensed the leading 3D avatar chat tool from the U.S., a company called ImView, I-M-V-U. And so we have very creatively called it SmartView. We made a Chinese version of this. It's like a 3D online game, and you're in an environment, and you can interact with other people, and you can redeem your smart points for 150,000 different things, clothes, environments, pets, whatever. So that virtual environment that you're mentioning there, that's also a very good application of points, where I'm redeeming my points to get, you know, a rock group, a Black Eyed Peas shirt that other people can see me with. And the value of other people perceiving me as cool can be much, much higher than the what I paid for it in terms of points. So I feel like, ooh, this was pretty good. I spent, you know, this amount, and I've gotten something that feels really beneficial to me. And I don't know, and actually I don't care how much it cost.
So do these type of rewards make up the bulk of your prizes?
No. I mean, we have, I'd say, about a mix, 50-50, between smart rewards, things that we've made like that, and just things. People want things. They want a ring, they want a lipstick, they want a laptop, so we have to have those other prizes. It's just that I'm sure you're a member of many points programs, and you probably feel, God damn, I'm going to be an old man before I have enough points to get anything that I could possibly want. And there's no getting around that, because points are a percentage of your spending, and any company, they don't have that much money. They can only take a couple percent out to give back to you. Because if they had so much margin to give you the points, somebody else would go into their same business and just sell you the same thing cheaper. So there's only, any company can only give you 1-2% of points. So you spend $100 and you've got 100 points. I don't care if it's your bank or the retailer or whatever. The value of those 100 points is probably $1 or $2. But for you, you're like, oh man, I spent $100. I should get something. So when you redeem your 100 points, the points operator, maybe they have, they have $2 in the bank. They got to make some money themselves, so they're going to take out 50 cents. So they have $1.50 left to buy your prize. If they buy something in the market that costs $1.50, you're going to be like, what the hell is this, man? I spent $100 and you're offering me, a pen? No, this program sucks. I'm not coming back. Goodbye. Somehow, the points operator has to take that $1.50 and buy something that you think is worth like 5 or 10. And you're like, I spent 100 and I got something back that's worth 5 or 10. Otherwise, the whole thing just won't work. So as a program operator, that's our challenge, is to find or make prizes like that. Otherwise, people just get bored and leave. There's another value which we have, which is to say, I'm sorry I can't help you, that each time you purchase, the value of your points isn't very high. But at least I can set up a platform where all your purchases can be, all the points can be on one platform. So your 2% back, at least it's 2% back on everything. not 2% in this points program and this points program. So in each points program, you can only redeem for a pen. Thanks to the wonder of Smart Club, you can combine them all together and redeem for, you know, a hat, something bigger.
Do you have to get different companies to buy into the system? How does that work?
The way it works now is very simple. If you are selling something, we'll come to you and say, we have members. If they buy your stuff, will you pay us a commission? And either you say yes or you say no. If you say no, the meeting's over. If you say yes, then we say, okay, here's the deal. You pay us a commission and we'll use roughly half of the commission to give points to the member. The end. I'll bring my customer, you pay me a commission. That is a business model that has worked for thousands of years. We see it on the street when people ask us to buy a copy watch. They're taking us to a retailer. They're going to get a commission if we buy something, right? So that's one way. The other way is we go to you and you already have your own points program. Even better. You have invested the time and the money and the effort to have a system to track all of your customers and their spending and how many points they have. And we say, okay, I see in the Robert points program there's a catalog of prizes. You have 20 different prizes. And if a member wants to redeem for a prize, then you take the money and you pay it to the prize supplier and you get the prize and you give it to your member. Why don't you add prize 21, another choice. 10 renminbi of your points can be exchanged for 10 renminbi of smart points. So if and only if your customer wants to, then they can redeem your points for our points. And if they do that, then you pay us the same way that you pay any other prize supplier. And then that guy has 10 renminbi of smart points. So he can redeem for our prizes, and we have, you know, thousands of prizes, or he can combine that with smart points he got from many other sources to get a bigger prize.
So I know when people want to sign up for your system, they use their transportation cards, and that whenever they use their transportation cards, they get points. Can you tell me a bit about your relationship with the transportation card system? Also, I know you've been doing some work with McDonald's. Can you tell me a bit about your relationship with that company as well?
Shanghai Transportation Card was one of our first big deals, and I'm still very proud of that. Even today, I can't believe that I was able to sign that. Like at that time, our company was six or seven people in a very small, like an office as big as this room. Not even as big as this room. And I still managed to convince the transportation card company to do a very long-term exclusive deal with us. So I'm quite proud of that, even to this day. It's like one of my great achievements in China. From the transportation card's point of view, they knew that they needed a loyalty program or a rewards program because they couldn't beat the existing champion, which is cash. People in China have used cash for a really long time, and it works fine. And you say your card is e-katong, you can use it. It's not as e-katong as cash. You use cash everywhere, right? It's like, why should I use your smart card to take the bus instead of using cash? And so for the transportation card company, they wanted a rewards program. But if you think back, we were just saying that a retailer can only give you a few percent of sales. Transportation card, man, their average transaction revenue, you know, when you spend 2 renminbi on the bus, that's the bus company revenue. Transportation card company is getting 1 or 2% of that. So that's like 一分钱 or 两分钱. That's their revenue. And if they're going to give some of that revenue to you as the points, even if they were incredibly generous, they're going to give 10% of their revenue to you. Now you're at 1/10 of a renminbi cent. You would have to take the bus frickin' forever to get anything, right? It just won't work. So transportation card company knew that their program had to be bigger than themselves, but this is not their area of expertise. So they were happy to have a partner who will say, you know what? I'll do it all for you. So that's our deal with the transportation card company is they get what they needed, and what we get is, for us, a retailer where every white-collar worker shops twice a day, going to and from work. Everybody in Shanghai takes public transportation, bus, subway, or taxi. And for white-collar internet users, 95% of them have the transportation card. So all I have to do is say to you, hey, you're sitting in front of your computer, take out your wallet. You already have our card, the transportation card. There's a serial number on it. Just type it in here. Now, every time you use it, you're going to earn points. And you're already using it. Wouldn't it be silly not to register. In the loyalty business, this is called an unavoidable retailer, a place where people sort of have to go. So if you can give them a way to earn points at something that they have to do, then they'll be in your program and they'll earn points. And then you hope that when they buy a book or they go eat, that they'll be like, hey, you know, I've already got 50 smart points. Why don't I see if there's someplace where I can eat where I can get smart points? Or I'm going to buy this book on Dangdang anyway. Why not buy it through Smart Club and get a few percent back as points? So that's the deal with the transportation card company. With McDonald's, that was also a big achievement for us, and I have to give credit to McDonald's as well to see the potential in that. We can do some crazy stuff with McDonald's. I mean, we can pick one restaurant, like one location, and I can say, I want to see on Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m., show me the demographic profile of people who go to that restaurant. Because we have all the profile of our members, and we can track which counter they go to. And so we can do all kinds of profiling. We can email people to say, I noticed that you've been to McDonald's in the last 60 days, but not in the last 20 days. Where are you? If you come back right now, I'll give you triple points. And we can get crazy response rates on that. We can get, sometimes we can get like a 10% purchase rate on that. So you're sending 100 emails, and that creates a 10%, 10 purchases offline. That doesn't fit on the chart normally of direct marketing. Direct marketing, you're happy to get a 1 or a 2 or even a 3% response rate. To do an online email and get a 10% response rate offline, amazing. So we're quite excited. We've done some in the history of marketing, will be a note in there. This is the first time someone was able to do that.
With your smart charity, people are using the points to give donations to charities, and I assume that they're giving, in the end, you're giving cash. So, what are the laws regarding the exchange of points and online currencies? Is it a gray area?
Now, I was just about to ask you. Like, do you know the answer to that question? It seems that there, for now, here's what everybody says. First of all, there are no laws. It's a gray area. Everybody knows the government is actively looking into this now, so everybody's on their toes trying to figure out what can happen. And everybody says, well, there's one rule. If you have a virtual currency, you can either sell your currency to the public, like people can pay cash and get QQB, or if you have a currency, it can be redeemed for cash, but not both. You cannot make your currency both ways interchangeable with the renminbi, or you would really have a currency. That seems logical, right? But then when you ask people, like, oh, okay, where is that written? Nobody knows that either. Like, they're like, it's just people know that this is a rule, but nobody knows where it came from. For the charity, the way we've done it now is we pick private charities, that is not government charities. So, people started like entrepreneurial charities. We go to them and we say, what do you need? Like, oh, we need a laptop computer for our office, or we need books for the poor children. So, all right, that costs a 1,000, so that's equal to 50,000 smart points. So we'll say, here's this charity, they want this, and the target is 50,000 smart points. So if you donate in, it's just like United Way in the U.S., there's a thermometer and it fills up to 100%. And when everybody is given enough points, then the charity gets that prize. So it's not cash, it's a prize.
That's it for this episode of China Business Cast. I'm your host, Robert Ness, and this has been brought to you by Danway FM. I hope you enjoy that, and I look forward to talking to you next time.